Okay, so on this slide, we're going to list the given and the unknown variables. So we're told in the problem that the bag has a mass of 13.4 kilograms and that the applied force is 40 newtons to the left and the force of friction is 10 newtons. And we have deduced that this is going to be in the opposite direction of the applied force. So the force of friction will be to the right. For problems where we have multiple vector quantities that are on the same plane, so meaning along the same axis but in opposite directions, we can assign a positive and negative value to each direction, which will help us when solving in the future. So for this problem, we will set the left direction as positive. So this means that our applied force of 40 newtons left can also be written as positive 40 newtons. And therefore, that means that the rightward direction will be negative. So the force of friction, we write it initially as 10 newtons to the right, could also be written as negative 10 newtons as well, because we have defined the left direction as positive. So our applied force becomes positive 40 newtons, and our force of friction becomes negative 10 newtons. And so for our unknown variables, it doesn't tell us in the problem that we need to solve for the net force, but since we're ultimately going to solve for acceleration using Newton's second law, we're going to have to solve for the net force initially. So we're going to have to account for the applied force and the force of friction and to see how those two values relate to each other to give us a net force. So in our unknown values, in the unknown values column, we're going to have to include our net force along with the acceleration, which the question is ultimately asking us to solve for.